Good morning. I'm Gillian Lane Mercier, Associate Dean Academic, the Faculty of Arts, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the 2015 Scotiabank Giller Prize Longlist announcement. The Faculty of Arts is thrilled to have been asked to host this announcement for the second year in a row. I will now turn the mic over to Jack Rabinovich, the founder of the prize.
Thank you, Dean Mercier, and welcome. This is the 22nd year of the Giller Prize and the second year at McGill, which, as you probably know, is my alma mater. Now, before I get to the real meat of the morning, I've been asked to tell you that this event is being live streamed on the Scotiabank Giller Prize CA, so that people all across Canada can find out what's happening here today, this morning. As you probably know, what we will be doing is highlighting the 12 long-listed authors. They have been selected, and the jury, which consists of five people, read 268 books to select 12 short long-listed authors. This year we've had five jurors because my daughter Ilona decided on her own after visiting various other prizes that it would be nice to have a larger group of people look at the book so that you got more opinions. Anyway, we have three judges from Canada, one from Ireland and one from the British Isles. And they selected these 12 books that will be highlighted here. You should also be aware that on October the 5th, these 12 authors will be reduced to five. And so that on October the 5th, we will have five shortlisted authors, and there will be a reading series in Toronto, Halifax, and Vancouver, and the tickets will be going on sale so that everybody who wants to hear these authors can buy tickets and hear them. The CBC will also be broadcasting the final Scotiabank Giller evening on November the 10th, and it will be on CBC at 9 o'clock, and that will be televised across the country as well. Now, this year we have with us to highlight the 12 books, Sean Michaels, who is last year's Scotiabank Giller Prize winner, who walked away with nice sum of money, which I hope he has used wisely. It's interesting because Sean is also here at McGill as the Richler Writer in Residence. And you know, 22 years ago, Mordecai Richler and I sort of got together at a place that I'm sure you're not aware of, a place called Grumpy's on Bishop Street. And over, I think, a full bottle of Macallan, we came up with the idea of developing a prize which would honor my late wife, Doris. And here we are 22 years later. And it's also strange because when I was at McGill from 48 to 52, there was no Canadian literature, none whatsoever. So here we are many years later. It's over 50 years since I've been here. And we are now announcing 12 outstanding Canadian authors from 268 Canadian books. We also have with us this morning Sarah Heppner, who, as Sean outlines the books that make up the shortlist, she will be highlighting something about the books on the screen that you see here. And remember, not only will we be able to see it, but everybody who is live streamed will be able to see this as well. So, without further ado, and I know this is what you came for, I'd like to introduce Sean Michaels, who will introduce the long list. Thank you very much.
Actually, I'm just going to step in here because before Sean and Sarah are invited to come up to the stage, I would like to ask Madame Laurence Lévy from the Scotiabank District Vice President, Montreal and East District, to come up and say a few words. And then Sean and Sarah will be invited up to the stage. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jack. Good morning, everyone. My name is Laurence Lévy. I'm the District Vice President for Scotiabank Montreal and East District. I'm honored to be with you this morning as we unveil the long list for the 2015 Scotiabank Giro Prize recognizing excellence in Canadian fiction. The Scotiabank Giro Prize is truly one of a kind. It is Canada's richest literary award for fiction. Over the past 10 years, through Scotiabank partnership, the prize has been able to grow while continuing to give a much-deserved spotlight on talented Canadian fiction writer. We are proud to support Scotiabank literature. This art form is infused with our country's unique heritage and views of the world. This perspective can help enrich individuals and entire communities. I would like to recognize the tremendous work by Jack Rabinovich and Elena Rabinovich. In honor of Doris Giller, Jack and Elena have trumpeted the word of Canadian author and amplify recognition for our homegrown authors and literature at home and abroad. It's truly our privilege to support their work. I look forward to finding out what books have made this year long list, and on behalf of Scotiabank, I would like to offer my early congratulations to the long listed author for the 2015 Scotiabank Giller Prize. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup, Madame Lévy. It is now time to learn who is on the Scotiabank Giller Prize long list this year, and it is my pleasure to now introduce to you Sean Michaels, who will present the books, and Sarah Heppner-Walston, who will complete her creating graphic recordings. As many of you know, Sean Michaels, who, by the way, graduated from the Department of English in 2004, won the Scotia Giller Prize last year, as Jack just reminded us. And so we are very pleased that he has come back to present the long list to you today. Based in Montreal, Sean has written about music for numerous publications, including The Guardian, McSweeney's, The Observer, The Wire, and The National Post. His weekly music column, Heartbeats, debuted in the Globe and Mail in 2015. His articles about travel, food, and culture have twice won a Canadian National Magazine Award, and his blog, said the Gramophone, has been recognized by Time magazine as one of the world's 25 best blogs. Us Conductors, for which Sean won the Scotia Giller Prize last year, was his first novel. In addition to this prize, Us Conductors won the 2014 Hugh MacLennan Prize for Fiction and was shortlisted for the 2015 Amazon.com First Novel Award, as well as the 2015 Council of Literary Magazines and Press's Firecracker Award for Fiction. This winter, as Jack Rabinovich just announced, Sean will be the Mordecai Richler Writer in Residence in the Department of English. Sarah Heppner-Walston's passion for graphic facilitation comes from a lifetime of formal artistic training, highly focused listening, and training working with groups in a number of industries. She has worked with such diverse groups as Amnesty International, Cirque du Soleil, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Merck, Treasury Board of Canada, and the United Nations. Graphic recording addresses the 80% of the population who are visual learners. By using keywords, graphic icons, metaphors, and colors, Sarah records in real time the essence of a group dialogue in a highly visual format. Sarah's ability to capture the essence of a conversation is what makes her work so unique in the field. And because her approach to graphic recording is always through the lens of a visual storyteller, she is a perfect match to capture the essence of the words Sean will read. I now ask Sean and Sarah to come on stage and break the suspense.
Thank you, Jillian. In my opinion, the most important component of the Scotiabank Giller Prize is what we are here today to recognize. A long list of outstanding fiction published by Canadians over the past 12 months. There are so many varied books that deserve readers' eminent attention, and fewer showcases for these works. I encourage everyone to devour these jury selections, to use them as starting points for their own missions of literary discovery, for rowdy conversations about the books and stories they love. I will be presenting this year's Scotiabank Giller Prize nominees in alphabetical order, reading a short passage from each work. Please support your libraries and local bookshops. Our first title is 15 Dogs, a novel by Andre Alexis, published by Coach House Books. Somewhere around midnight, Rosie, a German shepherd, stopped as she was licking her vagina and wondered how long she would be in the place she found herself. She then wondered what had happened to the last litter she'd whelped. It suddenly seemed grossly unfair that one should go through the trouble of having pups only to lose track of them. She got up to have a drink of water and to sniff at the hard pellets that had been left for her to eat. Nosing the food around in its shallow bowl, she was perplexed to discover that the bowl was not dark in the usual way, but had, rather, a strange hue. The bowl was astonishing. Next up is Arvida, a story collection by Samuel Archibald, published by Biblioasis, translated from the French by Donald Winkler. If my father is a seasoned storyteller, food is his Achilles' heel. For him, childhood does not spring full-blown from a madeleine. On the contrary, all his childhood memories trail away into the evocation of a lost pastry and its indefinable flavor. To truly understand what my father is talking about, you'd have to be able to savor a Sophie cake, a Saint-Joseph, or a big May West of yore, transforming a succession of vague metaphors into bodily stimuli. Phrases like, a chocolate that tasted equally of burnt coffee, cinnamon, and crème fraîche, or whipped cream icing with a hint of hazelnut and orange peel, strive to say something, but only to our minds, not our taste buds. Our next book is If I Fall, If I Die, a novel by Michael Christie, published by McClellan and Stewart. The boy stepped outside, and he did not die. He was not riddled with arrows, his hair did not spring into flame, and his breath did not crush his lungs like spent grocery bags. His eyeballs did not sizzle in their sockets, and his heart's pistons did not seize. No barbarian locked his head into a blood-soggy wicker basket, and no glinting ninja stars were zinged into his throat. Outline, a novel by Rachel Cusk, published by Harper Perennial, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers. On the tarmac at Heathrow, the plane full of people waited silently to be taken into the air. The air hostess stood in the aisle and mimed with her props as the recording played. We were strapped into our seats, a field of strangers, in a silence like the silence of a congregation while the liturgy is read. Next, Under Majordomo Minor, a novel by Patrick DeWitt, published by House of Anansi Press. Lucien Minor's mother had not wept, had not come close to weeping at their parting. All that day, he'd felt a catch in his throat, and his every movement was achieved in chary degrees, as though swift activity would cause a breach of emotion. They'd eaten breakfast and lunch together, but neither had spoken a word. And now it was time for him to go, but he couldn't step away from his bed, upon which he lay fully dressed in coat and boots, sheepskin cap pulled low to his brow. Close to Hugh, a novel by Marina Endicott, published by Doubleday Canada. Hugh lived his life in the second person, never quite sure whether it's Hugh or you. Either one demands, accuses, requires responsibility. You'll do it. Or was that Hugh'll do it? You or Hugh said everything would be okay. Why did you leave? Where did Hugh go? A Beauty, a novel by Connie Galt, published by McClellan and Stewart. They were all trying to look at Elena Hutala without seeming to look at her. They didn't realize it didn't matter if they looked. They would see her dress, her figure, her hair, her face. They wouldn't see her, not the way Aggie saw her. They didn't know how. She was invisible to them. All True, Not a Lie in It, a novel by Alex Hawley, published by Alfred A. Knopf, Canada. Israel vanishes for days at a time, bringing back meats and skins every so often. He will not say how far he goes or just where. I think of him finding a marvelous place where he is quite alone, and where all the birds and deer show themselves and say, "Shoot us. Here we are." The Winter Family, a novel by Clifford Jackman, published by Random House Canada. High summer night in Oklahoma. Warm winds that smelled of apple blossoms. Now and then a lightning bug winked on and drifted through the air. Quentin Ross caught one in his fist and held it there, with its radiance leaking between his fingers and reflecting in his shallow eyes. For a moment, he rolled the lightning bug between his thumb and forefinger, and then he crushed it, smearing himself with its luminescence. And he smiled, wide and empty. Daydreams of Angels, a story collection by Heather O'Neill, published by HarperCollins Publishers Limited. On that day, God decided to send 10,000 angels down to a shore in Normandy, as there was going to be a terrible battle. The soldiers would need every angel he had in his house. All his most magnificent and awesome angels stopped whatever they were doing and headed down to the seashore. Then God found himself short of angels. Martin John, a novel by Anna Kena Schofield, published by the Biblioasis imprint, a John Metcalf book. The newspaper will always matter to Martin John. He won't be a day without it, and it won't be a day without him. It mattered before the difficult time, and it matters today. The stability of it, the regularity, the women sustain him. And finally, Confidence, a story collection by Russell Smith, published by the Biblioasis imprint, a John Metcalf book. There was a young man in the bar whom Lionel had noticed passing through. Lionel had seen him at this place and at other places several times before and had been curious about him because the guy was always alone. And he was always writing in a notebook, an expensive leather-bound one. The guy wore black, and he had his hair slicked back like some kind of fascist poster. And he always wrote with a fountain pen. And these are the 12 nominees for the 2015 Scotiabank Giller Prize.
Thank you very much, Sarah and Sean. You might have noticed when you came in that there were 12 empty book stands on the table in the lobby. They now hold the 12 books on the long list. Paragraph Bookstore, just the other side of Sherbrooke on McGill College, has many of the books in stock, and now that the list has been revealed, will order copies of any that they do not have. You may also have noticed that there were several tables with glasses on them, and so I'm very pleased now to ask you to join us for une coupe de champagne et des petites bouchées in the lobby, and thank you very much for coming to this morning's event.